The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this rainy, wet Thursday afternoon. Just remember, April showers bring mud. Well, and yeah, and May flowers. But if you've got a big dog, and we do, we got a big dog, you know what April showers bring? Muddy floors. Anyway, hey, welcome. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. How about something positive from the federal government? I can't even remember the last time I reported something positive to you from the federal government, but in my opinion, this is positive. The federal government yesterday finalized strict limits on certain forever chemicals in drinking water. Now, I keep telling you I'm not an expert on anything, certainly not the contaminants in drinking water, but I've heard about these forever chemicals. They are chemicals that basically never go away. They can come from all kinds of things, but they are called PFAS. I'm not even going to try to pronounce what PFAS stands for. But they are harmful chemicals in our drinking water that just never go away. They never dissipate. They're there, and if they get into your body, into your system, they can cause diseases. Now, currently, there are rules and regulations about how much PFAS is allowed in our drinking water, but those limits are going to be dropped dramatically. The purity of drinking water is going to be increased significantly, specifically concerning these chemicals called PFAS. Quote, PFAS chemicals are hazardous because they don't degrade in the environment and are linked to health issues such as low birth weight, kidney cancer, and many other maladies. They've been used in everyday products, including nonstick pans, firefighting foam, waterproof clothing. Although some of the most common types are phased out in the U.S., others remain. Water providers will now be forced to remove contamination put in the environment by other industries. is that going to cost something? Yes. The companies that are responsible for purifying water, in most cases, that is a local municipality like Columbus, Westerville, and so forth. So is it going to cost? Yeah. Will it be passed on to the consumer? Probably. We can't be sure. But from what I've read, and again, I'm not an expert, these chemicals really should be removed from our drinking water. So I think that's good news. And that's, and by the way, that is one of the reasons why we have a federal government, to regulate drugs, utilities, water, etc. That is a legitimate purpose of the federal government. So, good for them. Well, we've got one positive story about the federal government, and then we have this one. I brought this to you, I think it was about a year ago. A gentleman by the name of Daniel Snyder. He is a metal worker. He used to work for one of America's largest metal companies. And the company put out a questionnaire. Yeah. A company survey seeking employee feedback on different issues. And of course, the company said, please be honest with us. Tell us exactly what you think. Do not fear any kind of retaliation. That's not the kind of company we are. So be honest. Well, Daniel Snyder was honest. The company supported and promoted and celebrated Gay Pride Month. By the way, the name of the company is Arconic, A-R-C-O-N-I-C. So they embraced, celebrated Gay Pride Month, had rainbow flags all over the company. Well, this gentleman, who is a Christian, Daniel Snyder, in the company survey said, I'm offended by the use of the rainbow in this manner. He went on to say, I believe that using the rainbow in this manner is an offense to God, as the rainbow is not meant to be a sign for sexual gender. So he simply expressed his opinion as the company asked him to do. Be honest, be candid, and he was. And he was fired. Yeah, no, he was fired. Was he harassing homosexual employees? No. Was he ripping down rainbow flags? No. He just responded to a company survey honestly according to his religious convictions. He was fired. Well, the technical term was terminated. For violating, quote, the company's diversity policy. Yeah, the company's diversity policy. Hmm. Now, if they were really diverse, wouldn't you think they would be accepting of a Christian's viewpoint? You know, a Christian's point of view? I mean, if you really want to be diverse, don't you welcome all kinds of opinions? Well, they do. Unless it's Christian. Well, then, no. So anyway, he was fired. He has sued the company and the federal government. And the federal government is defending the company, saying they had every right to fire this gentleman. And by the way, he had been with the company for a long time. He's 62 years old. He had a lead operator position. Been with the company a long time, no problems before. So anyway, this is going to the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. He is being defended, or represented, by the way, by the Thomas More Society, and he's going to court. Oral arguments were issued a couple of days ago. I'm going to do my best to keep an eye on this. But the Biden administration is clearly defending blatant discrimination against a Christian, all in the name of diversity and inclusion. So we're going to celebrate diversity and inclusion by excluding and discriminating against a Christian. Again, for simply expressing his opinion. Yeah, that's where we are with the current administration. And that's another reason why elections do have consequences. All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll take a quick break. Bob Brady Live will continue right after these important messages. And they really are.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I guess this is good news. I guess. I reported to you a few days ago that over the weekend, large protests in Dearborn, Michigan, pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests in Dearborn, Michigan, where protesters went to the streets screaming, shouting, death to America and death to Israel. Where a prominent local leader in Dearborn took to the microphone, called America one of the rottenest places on planet Earth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, calling for the overthrow of the American government. I wondered what the response from the leadership in Dearborn would be. And here's why. I don't know whether you know this or not, but Dearborn, Michigan is the first Arab majority city in the United States. 55% of the people in Dearborn, Michigan have Middle Eastern or North African heritage. Now, let me just pause here just for a moment before I get back to this story. I've said this for years. Please tell me one Muslim majority country in the world where there is real religious freedom and liberty. And I'm waiting. Can anybody tell me one, even one Muslim majority country in the world where there is real religious freedom? I don't believe there is one. I don't believe one exists. When a country becomes Muslim majority, freedom, liberty, particularly religious liberty and freedom of speech, freedom of religion, go out the window. So now we have a city in America, the first. I guarantee you it will not be the last. The first Arab majority city in the United States. Now, that doesn't mean it is Muslim majority, but I would assume it's pretty close. So, if this is true of nations, will it be true in cities when cities become majority Muslim? Okay, anyway, back to Dearborn. These protests in the streets, death to America, death to Israel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The mayor of Dearborn, Abdullah Hamoud, obviously Arab, said this. Over the weekend, video emerged of a rally in Dearborn where some attendees were chanting statements that were unacceptable and contrary to the heart of this city. We reject all inflammatory and violent statements made at the gathering. Dearborn is a city of proud Americans. The hateful rhetoric heard on Friday does not reflect the opinion of the members of this community. Well, we certainly hope that is true. The city of Dearborn released this statement, at least in part. The inflammatory rhetoric expressed by some at the rally is neither endorsed nor supported by the city of Dearborn, its mayor, or any city elected official. Will there be any kind of prosecution? Probably not. And if you were listening earlier in the week when I discussed this, I asked the question, and I'm not sure that I know the answer constitutionally or legally. Freedom of speech is not unlimited. The famous phrase, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That is not protected speech. You can't do that. In fact, you can be arrested for yelling fire in a crowded theater, for inciting panic, and for many other reasons. People chanting in the streets the overthrow of the American government. Is that yelling fire in a crowded theater? Is that unprotected speech? This has been debated. The burning of an American flag, is that freedom of expression, or is that something that can be prosecuted? We have seen the rise of hate speech legislation, where you can be arrested here in America, not in just in other countries, but you can be arrested here in America in certain communities for saying things detrimental to the LGBTQIA plus community because it's considered hate speech, and you can be arrested, you can be fined, and in some places you can even be jailed. Is not death to America hate speech? Will the leadership of Dearborn, Michigan do something other than just verbally condemn it? I think if they don't, it's going to grow, and it's going to grow rapidly. All right, we need to take the top of the hour break. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, will return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.